The biggest fire in New Mexico's history is still growing, and officials are struggling to prevent mudslides and protect the clean water that's especially precious in the arid Southwest. From member station KUNM, Alice Fordham reports.
Firefighting aircraft buzz over Las Vegas, New Mexico, as the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire continues raging to the north. But here, City Utilities Director Maria Gilvary is already contemplating the aftermath.
So this area that we're looking down on is directly over, it's over the Guyanis River.
Gilvary's driven us to look down at a rocky canyon onto the city's only water source.
It's sad because this whole mountainside just a little over a month ago was, looked like that section down there, tall green pine trees.
Now there's maybe a 2 mile stretch of the blackened remnants of tree trunks and ashy moon dust.
All of those possibly hundreds of thousands of former bushy pine trees at some point are going to come down.
Without intervention, in a few weeks, the southwestern rains known as the monsoon will likely wash away the trees and soil, contaminating the river and clogging the treatment system. Gilvary's working with engineers
to find ways to create debris barricades, something to hold back these trees.
She's having lots of meetings with FEMA, Army engineers, with forestry officials. This kind of work can cost tens of millions. Back in her office, I ask who's going to pay.
Depends on who's the entity that's responsible for that area. They're going to have to help find out who's going to help pay for it.
Debate about who foots the bill may drag on. The fires that got out of control here were started as planned burns by the U.S. Forest Service. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called for the federal government to pay for the damage, and such debates are likely to become more common.
The fire season you keep hearing that used to be so many months over the summer, now we're getting to be year-round.
This is Fernando Rosario Ortiz, a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. He studies the effect of fire on water sources.
The major forested areas in the western United States, you know, that's when we see fires, but that's also where we're getting the water from.
According to government data, about 80% of the U.S.'s freshwater resource originates on forested land. Rosario Ortiz says there's more planning for wildfire impact on water.
I've worked directly with utilities in the East Coast, even in the upstate, where maybe you don't think so much about fires, but it's not hard to fathom a future where fires can impact New England as well.
In New Mexico, some smaller communities don't think they're going to get help soon. In the town of Chacon, which has about 115 homes, I hike up into the charred mountainside with Jerry Martinez, who manages water here.
It's going to be a mess when the rain gets here. If we get the monsoons that we normally get, all of this will be down in that canyon in there.
That will contaminate the water used for livestock and crops. He also says after the fire, a spring used for drinking water has changed course.
It's pitiful. I don't know what the answer is.
And as we drive out of the valley, a gust of wind teases a little plume of smoke as we watch flames lick up and begin to burn another mountainside. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham.